that day. Shall you be brought to judgment that day? Shall you be brought to judgment that day? That day, that day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madni channel, we are resuming with the series Signs of the Final Hour. And today we will be talking about one of the signs predicted in the Quran and Hadith. In other words, we are going to talk of earthquakes. And how this is and will be part of the final sign, the major signs as well. But before we continue, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood e Pak in abundance, the Durood e Pak will become light for him when he is crossing the Pul Sirat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Pul Sirat is described as that bridge which is stretched across the fire of hell, which is thinner than the thinnest hair, sharper than the sharpest sword, and everyone will have to cross this Pul Sirat, this path, to enter Jannah. So we make dua that with the help of the Durood e Pak that we recite, and we should recite the Durood e Pak, because it is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with the blessing of the Durood e Pak, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will cross the Pul Sirat with ease. Coming to the topic of today, there is no doubt that there is no other natural event in history that has affected people to the extent that earthquake has. As we know, it can happen, earthquake can happen anywhere and at any moment. And throughout the centuries, they have caused multitude of deaths and caused huge, ginormous material loss. For this reason, they are greatly feared. And you find that even with all the modern sophisticated technology of the 20th and 21st centuries, no one can prevent earthquakes from happening. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted that there will be frequent earthquakes. And this over 1450 years ago, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these will be one of the minor signs of the final hour, many earthquakes. And as we know, numerous earthquakes have been taking place in this earth of ours at various times. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran in Surah Hajj, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people, fear your Lord. Indeed, the earthquake of the large day is a tremendous thing. On that day when you will witness it, every nursing mother will forget her nursing, and every pregnant one will discharge her burden. And you, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see people as if they are drunk, whereas they will not be intoxicated, but the fact is that Allah's punishment is very severe. And in the Quran, there are certain surahs and certain verses that points to the relation of earthquake and the end times. As we know, our series about the signs of the final hour. In the 99th surah, this surah obviously is made of 8 verses, and it describes the violent earthquake, the violent shaking of the earth, when people will be raised from the dead to give account for themselves to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will receive the just reward even for the slightest thing that they have done, and the reward could be good or bad. So just reciting this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah with whose name we begin, the most gracious, the most merciful. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth is shaken with its appointed tremor. Here, zalzala means shaking violently over and over again, not like the earthquake we see nowadays. It'll be over and over again. Because here we are talking about not just a section, a city, a small part of a country. We are talking about shaking of the entire world. Can you imagine? And how terrifying that will be. And then Almighty Allah says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth throws out its burden. Translation from Kanzul Iman. What will it throw out? The scholars say, it will cast out bodies of the dead in whatever form and state it is, and wherever they may be laying on the earth. And some commentators also add, I want you to listen to this very carefully, that the earth will also cast out its hidden treasures of gold and silver and jewels and all kinds of wealth that lay hidden in the earth's belly. And man will see it and realize that how he lusted for these things in the earth, how he committed murders and thefts and robberies and usurped the rights of others and waged wars and devastated entire population just to get hands on this wealth. On that day, this wealth will be heaped in front of him, but he will not even glance at it because of the terror of the final moment. It's something for us to think, dear viewers of Madni Channel, how terrifying that will be. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Man says, what has happened to it? And in the 4th verse, translation again from Kanzul Iman, on that day, the earth will narrate its news. What news? This very earth that we lived and performed all kinds of deeds thoughtlessly. And we never even dreamt that this, what we thought is lifeless, that in the future, it will bear witness against us. That means it will bear witness in respect of every individual and whatever act he committed on the earth, and the earth is going to give witness and evidence. So imagine when we commit sins, we are doing it on the earth. You think the earth is not recording this for us? As Allah Azza wa Jal says on that day, that earth will narrate its news. That means about what we did. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the next verse, because your Lord sent a command to it. So it obeys the command of Allah. And then it mentioned the next verse after that, on that day, men will turn towards the Lord in different groups in order to be shown their deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal says, so whoever does a good deed equal to the weight of the minutest particle will see it. And then the final verse, and whoever does an evil deed equal to the weight of the minutest particle will see it. So this theme is about the life after death. Man will have to give account for his deeds done by him on the earth. In the first 3 ayats, We have been told briefly how the second life after death will take place, and how confounding, how terrifying it will be for man. In the next few sentences, it tells us how the earth will be giving evidence against us. Imagine what we thought is lifeless, and we do sins, we look around, nobody's watching. Don't we realize that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of everything that we do? Don't we realize, it's mentioned in the Quran, that there are two angels that are recording everything that we do. The earth, as is mentioned in this verse, is a witness. And on top of that, your body parts are going to give evidence against you. So how shaitan deceives us. We think that nobody is watching. We only worry about our reputation amongst people. That what people must not think bad of us. So we're doing evil thing as long as not a person, people don't see us. But how shaitan takes our intelligence away. Yet we know Allah Azza wa Jal is all knowing, all seeing, and all these things are evidence. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be too late. So therefore, there is a sahih hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where he said, this is from Bukhari Sharif, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour will not begin until knowledge is taken away and many earthquakes will occur. These short frequent earthquakes are the build up for that massive earthquake of the final hour. Nothing is happening without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and all these are in His total control. As Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah 17, verse 59, and we do not send such signs except to warn. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He sends these signs for us over and over again as a warning. But in many of us, especially those who are far away from practicing deen, this warning has no impact in our lives. Because if you are far away from Almighty Allah, you are giving power to shaitan to influence you, because you do not get any spiritual help if you keep yourself away from Almighty Allah. If you do not perform salah, you don't do good things to please Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll be far away from the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does that mean? If you're far away from the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaitan has a field day in controlling everything that you do and pushing you to the direction of Jahannam. And you start doing evil things, and shaitan doesn't make you even realize that what you are doing is evil. Allah Azza wa Jal, the all-wise and all-knowing, He knows and He warns the ummah of the impending day of reckoning and reminds us of our obligation and duties towards Him. And this, the kind and merciful Allah Azza wa Jal warns us to never associate Him with anyone and never to go against His command, and that we should be obeying Him in whatever condition. That means always be obedient to Almighty Allah. And also Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Sajda, the 41 Surah, verse 53, translation from Kanzul Iman, we shall now show them our signs in all the direction and within their own selves, until it becomes clear to them that it is certainly the truth. Is not your Lord sufficient as a witness over all things? By observing, dear viewers of Madni Channel, the recent earthquakes taking place, one can easily say that the final hour is not far. We have given many evidence and proof about the final hour not being far. Now these frequent earthquakes is also leading us to the same direction. The signs are appearing at an alarming rate that shows that the end times are approaching, and Allah knows best. We still have time to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for His forgiveness with sincerity and make sincere dua that He, Allah Azza wa Jal, guides us to the right path and make us do things that are beneficial in this world for us spiritually and beneficial in the hereafter. We should be sincerely asking Allah Azza wa Jal to reform those who are in authority over the affairs of Muslims, so that they can follow the truth and exterminate falsehood and rule according to the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the only way to save ourselves from the wrath of Allah. Unlike many other signs that require interpretation, earthquakes are experienced not only by Muslims, but all mankind of all races, regardless of your religion. The Quran attests to this logical inclusion of all humanity when it comes to earthquakes. And Allah Azza wa Jal talks about these earthquakes linked to the final hour. Undoubtedly, there has been an increase of earthquakes lately, and it's mentioned between 1990 and 2015, the world experienced over 40 earthquakes. The mention by scholars of one of the major signs is three sinkings that will take place in the earth. And when they occur, this will herald the return of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Hazrat Maryam. And it is mentioned that one will occur in the east, the second in the west, and the third and final one will be in Arabia. When the third one takes place, the world of Islam will suddenly re-enter the affairs of the Arabian area, as well as the world. That means when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam comes, then alhamdulillah, the Muslims will be living a life of bliss at that moment. And dear viewers of Madni channel, as you can see, we spoke briefly about the earthquake that we are seeing. And again, we mentioned to you, we mentioned that these are signs, and this is something for us to wake us up from our slumber. So my dear viewers of Madni channel, what does it mean? It means if we don't do anything to correct ourselves, and we worry about just accumulating the wealth, as you mentioned, the day of Qiyamah, all the wealth of the earth will be exposed to us, will come out, and we'll realize how useless it is that what we are chasing. And if we ignore our commitment to Allah, that means our commitment to Allah is to save ourselves and our families, which we don't do because we are only interested in accumulating wealth and we do not save our families. So the easiest way is, dear viewers of Madni channel, as you are watching Madni channel, you want to save yourself and your family, join the movement of Dawat Islami. Millions of people's lives have changed. People who are lost in life, people who were the worst type of criminals, people that were feared by their own families, but coming in contact with Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, they changed. They became people that now are loved, and people come to them for counseling, and people love and respect them. And this is the power of the movement of Dawat Islami. It is amongst you, it is with you. So become actively involved in the movement of Dawat Islami. Then you'll help to prepare yourself and your offsprings. Because one of the most important things that we neglect is knowledge. And because of lack of knowledge, we don't prepare for these type of events. Alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islami, there's many avenues to learn and seek knowledge. Like Madrasatul Madina Balighan. And also, the most simplest thing now is, you got Madrasa online. You can even become an alim. That means, Darsa Nizami is also being offered online. So whatever you want to learn, just contact Dawat Islami in the comfort of your home. You can give 1 hour a day, in whichever hour that is you prefer, and learn about your deen, so that you can change yourself and change your family. InshaAllah, in this way, you will save yourself from the horrors that we spoke about. The horrors of the final hour. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
shall you be brought to judgment that day. Shall you be brought to judgment that day. That day. That day.